Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, with this past Sunday, we entered the final days of Advent. In the Church's liturgical calendar, every major feast day is preceded by a special time of preparation. For example, our celebration of Easter, which is the high feast day of the Church, is preceded by Holy Week. And this fact is also true about Christmas. From December the 17th until the 24th, that is Christmas Eve itself, there is a time of more intense preparation for the celebration of this second of the great feasts of the Church. For during this time, our expectation, our waiting, our anticipation is intensified, but also we hear a call that now is the time to understand what it means for Christ to come among us. Now, these days before Christmas, these final days, are marked by a very lovely tradition within the Catholic Church of the so-called O Antiphons that are prayed at evening prayer from the 17th to the 24th. These O Antiphons are prayed before the praying of the Magnificat, which is prayed at every evening prayer. And these O Antiphons are known to all of us, perhaps not by that title, but because of that ancient Advent carol, O Come, Emmanuel. For each of these antiphons recites all of the titles given to Christ derived from the Old Testament prophecy which were fulfilled in the birth of Jesus. We hear the antiphon referred to Christ as wisdom. And in the Old Testament, the gift of wisdom is often personified. That wisdom, one of the choicest gifts of God to us, allows us to understand the reality of God, how His hand works in our life. And that wisdom given to us is now personified in Jesus Christ, the true wisdom of God given to us. And as we listen to this Christ, we will come more and more to understand the great mystery being revealed to us. He is called Lord and Leader of Israel. That is, He was born to take up the crown of King David, but in a very particular way, to become now hailed as Lord, as King, of our lives and the only source of power and authority that can govern the whole of our persons. Jesus is called Root of Jesse, indicating that, in a sense, Jesus Christ, being an ancestor of King David and the other rulers of Israel, sums up, in a sense, human history, and in summing it up, redeems it as well. That is why, normally, if December the 17th falls on a weekday rather than as it does today or this year and on Sunday, the gospel reading is the genealogy of Jesus taken from the Gospel of Matthew. Now, this has always been an extraordinary challenge, both for the reader of that passage and for the preacher who is to comment on it. But the whole stress is that Jesus is the summation of human history, and he will transform it. He's called the King, the Key of David. That is that key which will open and shut. And if he opens it, it will stay open. If he shuts it down, it will remain shut down. He is the rising dawn, I think a clear anticipation of the resurrection, the King of the nations. And then finally, O Emmanuel, the name that appears for Christ only once in the Gospel of Matthew at the very beginning, but a title that dominates the whole of the Gospel, Emmanuel, God is with us. And what is so extraordinary about these final days of Advent, as we recall all of those titles of Jesus, derived, as I said, from the Old Testament, what is so marvelous is that it is all ascribed to a newborn child. All these titles will be manifested through the humility of Christ and his taking on of human flesh. They will be realized because in Jesus Christ the eternal has entered our own time, our own lives. And in this process, the realization of God's plan, the great announcement of salvation, begun in the birth of a child in Bethlehem, means that we will be moving from hiddenness into light, the expulsion of darkness. And hearing these titles and seeing how they will be fulfilled in Jesus, we imitate John the Baptist, whose figure dominates so much of the season of Advent. We are filled with expectation and fervent in the faith, but also we are patient, praying God for the discernment to know Christ coming among us, and to be able to respond with the fullness of heart and mind. And we think of Mary, her openness to the Word of God, her desire always to do God's will, and how, in fact, she prepared for all of this through deep prayer and meditation, so that when God spoke, she knew the reality of the voice of God, for she had already heard it in her prayer and meditation. And my dear friends, in these final days, amid all the festivities and excitement and the worrisome busyness, I pray that you will be able to find time to sit quietly and consider deeply what the coming of Christ into our world has meant for human life, and for each one of us. For it can be, for all of us, the source of true peace, everlasting joy, for which we all pray at this time.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.